So we have Denise from Houston is on the line. Hi, Denise.
Hi, sisters. I just wanted to say, I had, as a small child, of course, we were enrobed in our scapulars and a communion dressed in our scapulars. And for a while, you know, as a child growing up, even as a teenager, my grandmothers and my mom would put our scapulars on us. And, of course, I never remembered where I left it. And, you know, would look for it for a little while and after that, forget all about it. So my husband's born in San Antonio, so we have visited the National Shrine there. But maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a little longer, I wanted a scapular, and I mentioned that to my husband. And so we went to the Seiko's here in Houston and purchased two. Father blessed them, so we put them on, and we were invited actually to a reunion of my husband's family. So I, of course, got my hair done, really all dressed up. When I didn't want to wear the scapular because I said, well, this just doesn't go with what I'm wearing. You know, I have diamonds on and, you know, all my beautiful jewelry and my beautiful brand new clothes and everything. And I said, well, this doesn't go with me. It doesn't go with what I'm wearing. Oh, my husband said, it's time to go. And I thought, well, I'll just put it on and hide it, and maybe no one will see it. Well, because I'm all dressed up. I kept saying, I'm just all dressed up to myself. I'm all dressed up. And this doesn't go with what I'm wearing. So it's just a piece of cloth. And it was brand new, actually. Mm-hmm. So when I placed it over me, because he was rushing me, it's time to go. So I just ran with it and I put it on. When I put it on, I heard a voice tell me, now you're dressed.
Oh, my goodness.
Gave me chills.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
I was stunned because I thought I was all dressed up. Oh. But until I put my scapular on, then I heard that voice. I mean, out of nowhere, I didn't think about it. I didn't even want to show it. So when I put the scapular on me and I heard that voice saying, now you are dressed. Oh. I thought, oh, my God, I never want to take it off. So yeah. my devotion became deeper because I figure it could be, you know, below zero and you can have every coat on in the world. But I think with your scapular, you're pretty dressed up. And I thank you for reading the letter from St. John Paul II. I'd never heard that, where he said Our Lady, as a mother, wants us dressed, and you said it's spiritual dress. So yeah. I thought that was beautiful, too, to go with what I'm saying, and it just kind of confirms, you know, that was maybe something personal for me, but I do share it as much as I can with whoever I can, especially someone who has a devotion to Our Lady and the scapular.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. We all got goosebumps from that.
That's such a great story.
What a grace.
Well, yeah, and you know, there's a Francis of Yeps who is a venerable, the church says, and I believe he may have been actually the brother of St. John of the Cross. And this is kind of sketchy because I was looking it up because I wanted to share it with you, so I don't really have all the details. Maybe we can look at it again. But basically, there was a story where he had taken the scapular off and that the demons cried out, take it off, take it off. The habit which snatches so many souls from us, all those clothes in it die piously and escape us. Then they cried the three things that particularly torment them is first the name of our blessed Jesus. The second is the habit which snatches so many souls from us. All those clothes. I just repeated myself. Let me say this again because I'm all messed up. But the three things that particularly torment them are the name of Jesus, the habit, and the name of Mary.
Wow.
And I think, you know, and so a lot of people will say, oh, I wish I could have been a nun, or I wanted to, you know, maybe I revisited it, and then I ended up getting married, and I think, oh, wear the brown scapular. Yeah, you know, that's their habit. If they appreciate that and want to do that. But anyway, I hope I didn't say that too fast because I wanted to just fit it in really fast.
That's beautiful, though. That is beautiful.
But yes, take it off.
And just to know that we have this devotion and that we can have it if we so desire it.
Yes.
And Our Lady has, you know, allowed us to know her in such an intimate way, and to know that you do feel like a child of Mary, especially, you know, the child of God, but of course also Mary, because you feel her arms around you. You just feel enveloped in her love and in her arms when you wear your scapular. And when your scapular is not on you, I've heard people start crying and say, I can't find my scapular, I can't find my scapular. And I prayed for them. I said, please, St. Anthony, help them. And then I said, your scapular is in the shirt that you took off in the laundry. And my neighbor, he said, look, it was in the shirt and the laundry. I said, well, you know, it was a grace too that he didn't turn the laundry, the washer on. But it's just things like that to know that Our Lady, holds us, and pray God that we will have the scapular on the day that, you know, we're called home, that we will be dressed in our scapular and the Lord, you know, through Our Lady's intercession, you know, come to salvation with her. And so I thank you, sisters, for taking my call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Denise. And thank you for calling it, and thank you for sharing that beautiful story with us.
God bless you, sisters.
God bless.